Okay, so this is now Mishnah, Paragimel Mishnah Hey. I want to, it's not complicated, I diagram it so it's perfectly clear. Okay, Zebach, Zeba Bachavisa, Zeba Bachoraso. It's really a good question to ask in a second. You have two guys, one has his chavis. A chavis is the same as a kad. It's like a, what do you call it? Like a barrel. A clay and for a jug. A clay jug. So this is the chavis. Okay? And here is this other guy, unfortunately, who smashed into him, as you can see here, regrettably, with his, what do you call this thing? A korah, beam, a plank. Beam, yeah, that's right. Here's a cracked. How's that for drawing? Okay, there you go. So you got two guys. That's the chavis, and this is the korah. Korah is the beam. Okay? There's a street, as you can see. You have the two guys carrying their two things. Yes, there you go. So, now who's chayav? So it'll depend. Well, it'll depend on which has traffic. So the first case is like this. The first case is they're going into each other. So here is this guy's going this way. This guy's going this way. Okay, head-on collision. So, the happy guy is the korah and the sad guy is the chavis. So that's the story. So now what happened is Nishbura Kado Shelzeb, the Karasa Shelzeb. So this guy's kad, his barrel got smashed by this guy's beam. Pater. They're both, well, we always focus on the, in this case, there's only one damaging entity. It's always going to be the pole owner, like the korah owner. So he's the guy we're talking about, and he's pater. That's why he's smiling, okay? Why? Because both guys have every right to be on the street. So this sums up the difference between like the Torah system and like the system that the welfare state set up. In other words, two guys are walking. One guy has a quote-unquote dangerous plank over his shoulder. One has a fragile bucket over his shoulder. And they crash into each other. So the Torah says, Mr. Fragile Bucket Holder, you should look where you're going. As opposed to, I'm sure, like modern welfare state will say, Mr. Dangerous Korah Holder, look where you're going. This sums up the big difference. So we're saying this guy's pater, they both have rights to be there. If you have something dangerous, you gotta watch. If you have something delicate, you have to watch where you're going.
If the majority of the people carrying the beam straight up, and he's carrying it out, he's still pater?
He's doing what's normal. He's not doing something abnormal.
But if it's not normal,
well, your case isn't a real case. Because that's not, people don't walk with their poles vertical. That's nonsense. That's not a realistic case.
Yeah, you put out your shoulder.
I'm agreeing with you. If a guy decided, instead of carrying a pole over his shoulder, he's pretending he's a kung fu master and he's like spinning over his head. Yeah, for sure that he'll be chayav, because you're not allowed to walk as a kung fu master on the street.
That's reversing. Right? That's the case, let's reverse it. He's holding it straight. Most people hold it this way.
Right.
He's holding it straight, the bus is holding it straight, the guy, he hit the bucket because he's holding it straight.
I don't think there's any rules about how you ought to carry your pole, so I don't think any way you hold it would be normal, but I'm... To give a real example, swinging it back and forth would not be acceptable behavior. I don't think. If you ask me to speculate, this is the principle. The principle is I have every right to walk in the public place and carry my pole here. I have every right to be in my public place and carry my bucket here. But be warned, if your pole is my bucket, then that is not, you have every right to be here, Mr. Pole Carrier, you're not tired. On the other hand, Mr. Pole Carrier has no right to be, you know, kung fu mastering it, like spinning it over his head. So if he actually takes someone out like that, guess look where he's going. He's swinging the pole over there. Dangerous. There you go. That's the rule. The principle is, since he has every right to be here and do what he's doing, and he has every right to be here and do what he's doing, he's not his pater. He's
going in the same direction.
They're going in the same direction. Yeah. So now case number two will be a variant of this, which is trying to move a different direction now. It says, Haya Balakora Rishon. This guy's the Balakora, he's in the front. Okay? And Balachavis Afron. So now the story is traffic is going this way. Which is this guy's face, isn't it? That way. Okay? So, and now he looks very sad. So now, obviously, the guy in the front, the Balakora, he's not even looking behind him. What's his problem? So this idiot from behind crashed into him. So of course, idiot from behind is, I mean, the guy in the front is putter. So then, Nishbara chavis bekora, the jug smashed into the beam. Patzer balakora, what do you want from the guy in the front? He's exempt. He doesn't want to have to watch where you're going. However, this is the question you were asking a second ago. Ve'im amad, but what happens if he just stopped short? He just stopped short. So then, balakora chai, then he's obligated. Because what do you want from? Like, you can't just stop. Traffic is moving, you know, at 5 miles an hour.
Or a cat, a snake.
Listen, you gotta watch.
If
he stops, stop, sir. But if he says.
You don't mean if there's a justification?
Well, lady.
He chose to stop.
Slow down or just stop?
Stop. He stopped in a way that. He stopped.
Because there's an old lady crossing in front of him or a cat or.
Listen to the next step. If he said, whoa, slow down, I'm stopping, or watch out, then once again, he'll be potter.
So he has to put his brake lights on.
That's right. So that's the story. So he has to warn. You can't just stop without warning. So, in other words, so maybe this causes your question about too close. If this guy is so close to this guy that if a regular obstruction, like a child walking across the street, or whatever, would cause him to stop short and he would immediately crash in, then he's an idiot for traveling so close behind him. That's a din. So, if he stops...
Like, if he came to an intersection, he had to stop. Then...
He should say, I'm slowing down, or whatever. That everyone knows? I don't know, that everyone knows. Here, the case is... He decides to stop in the middle of the street. Not a reasonable reason. But he asked to warn the guy behind him, I'm stopping, I'm putting on my brakes. Brake lights. He has to warn the guy. And if he warns him, if the guy with the pillow in the front warns the guy in the back, then the guy in the back should have been more careful, and then he'll be, did what he could do. Okay? So now the traffic flows the other direction. Hayah bala chavis rishon bala kora achron. The bala chavis, the guy with the clay barrel, is in the front. And the guy with the kora is in the back. And now, he's happy. He's sad. Very sad, I looked at it. So, okay, so now, what's going to happen is, of course, if the guy in the back crashes into him, then of course it's chayav. So that's before we said that they're going this in opposite directions, they had on collision. I have a right to do what I'm doing, you have a right to do what you're doing, so I'm putter. Here, the guy is walking, the guy in the front is carrying his clay jug, and he's not looking behind him. The guy in the back speeds up and crashes into him with the pole. So of course he's chayav, because he has no right, because look where he's going. Hayah bala chavis rishon, here he is, bala kora achron. Nishbara chavis bakora chayav. If the barrel now gets smashed by the beam, the guy with the beam is chayav, because he should look where he's going. Right? And the burden's on him, because this guy's looking forward. Vim ame bala chavis, of course. If the guy in the front stops short, so then, now, I can't move the guy in the back. He's jammed on his brakes, and the guy in the back crashed into him. So then, he's patur, the guy in the back's patur, because what do you want from me? You should have told me you're stopping. Vim amar la bala kora amod, if he said, hey, stop, because I'm stopping, and he didn't stop, so then, again, chayav. Okay? So I guess the burden, the guy on the back has a burden, or the guy has the burden to watch out what's happening, because the guy in the front doesn't look behind him. So if the guy in the back has a dangerous item now, he has to really keep his distance really high. If the guy in the back is the guy with the sensitive thing, then he better watch where he's going. Because this way, let me go back to the case.
Stop short.
Yeah.
Right, and the beam hit him, the guy with the jug was tired.
Well, remember, the guy with the jug is going to have to suffer the loss. In this case, the beam always remains unscathed, and one is the wooden beam, and one is the clay. So the guy with the clay jar is always going to be the loser. So, but he won't be chayav. He won't be chayav. He'll be responsible for his own loss.
Right. The other way around, instead of the guy walking in front of the jar, he stopped short, and. And then the pot smashed, he said the guy in the front was
responsible. Right, because he has to warn that he's stopping. If you do something that's abnormal. Right. Well, I guess the principle is we're liberal, everyone has the right to do what they're gonna do. But if you're gonna do something not different, like stop short or run fast, you better warn the person. Before you stop short.
So they're both walking towards each other, right? They both have an obligation to go consequence.
Because they both have the right to do what they're doing.
So why are they responsible for spear as well? They're both looking, they're both listening. So why should it be?
So look where you're going. Don't walk into my spear.
That was the case.
The first case. And he said, why is he high? I'm
telling you. Should it be at least 50-50?
Because I have the right to walk with my spear down the public place. Look where I'm going.
Yeah, but you know, there's walking.
Who's high in that case?
We're not running. We're walking.
Who's high in that case?
Both are putter. If this is the... Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, this case over here? Putter. Because he is... Putter. Because he'll say, listen, I have the right to be in the public place. I'm just walking down the street carrying my spear. Look where I'm going.
But in one of the later cases, you made a distinction because you had the dangerous thing.
No, it's in the burden. If the guy in the back has this case over here. Look over here. Here is Chaya. Okay, the reason difference is, the guy in the front... He's looking forward. He's not looking behind him. He's carrying a pot. The guy in the back knows well he's carrying a sharp stick. And he crashes into him. Well, what? This stick, he stuck up a mine and tried to attack the guy, basically. So, of course, he's high up. The burden is the guy behind us. Look where he's going.
Is that the case before, then?
So we have the third, the middle case here, right?
Yeah, probably that case. Because the guy walking behind us while they're played on, is he in front of the guy with a pole? Keep your distance.
Right, keep your distance.
But you're saying in the second case, so, now, the pole would be at fault.
One second. In this case over here, the traffic going this way. Is that their case?
Yeah.
Okay, so now we said...
Stop
short.
Stops.
No, if he stops, and there's not enough time for this guy to react, then if he didn't warn him, then he'll be fired. Because he's doing a weird thing in the minute. He's stopping short in the public place, in the flow of traffic.
Then can
you can get a speeding ticket. You can get a speeding ticket for going, you know, under the speed limit, because that's dangerous. Right? You could. Whatever, it's not speeding ticket, unspeeding ticket, a traffic violation.
Yeah, but in traffic, if this situation happened, the person in the back would be responsible in most places. In the United States, definitely.
Well, it depends. I mean, the back actually look where he's going, but if the guy in the front just jams on his brakes in the middle of the freeway, so then of course the gun...
Yeah, the guy in the back is still...
And why?
The only... It's called... What's the word? The term? It's supposed to control your car.
Contributing
negligence. Yeah.
No, there's a term...
It's
like a legal term having to do with traffic.
But
anyway,
the
point is...
They jam the brakes.
Yeah, the person in the back is legally responsible.
Well, the Torah says you have no right to jam brakes on the freeway. You have no right. I understand... The 2 second rule, whatever it is.
But you might have to, if there's an accident in front
of you. I can't believe that. By the way, I can't believe that. I do not believe that. If a guy on the freeway, traffic's moving 60 miles an hour, some guy, some stunt, no, I want to make my case. Some guy just decides to exploit the law to his benefit. And he's jammed on the brakes in the middle of the freeway, you know, starts fishtailing around.
No reason.
And the guy behind the smashes him. You mean to tell me the guy in the back is still responsible?
He has some close to your right to go full swings that way where they load the car.
Yeah.
And for no reason,
especially in California.
Right. One car goes on the side.
Well, that's not fair. That's ridiculous.
Boulevard law. That's what it's called. Boulevard law.
Well, that's obviously ridiculous. And the Torah scoffs at it. And I'm a spokesperson of the Torah.
It's ridiculous. They drive on purpose.
Yeah.
And they wait till someone behind it, and they jam on their brakes, they get smashed, and this person makes out with all the money.
Yeah.
Well, that's all these scams.
Question, are you sure that's not because they claim, this guy, if you don't, the judge is going to assume that the guy in the, should look where he's going, the guy in the back. And I'm saying, if it could be proved that the guy in the front, what he did was jam on his brakes,
For no reason. You're supposed to be car length behind.
Yeah, one car length, 2 seconds.
10 miles an hour.
Okay, but no, that's because the person slows down. You're not. I have to tell you this. Don't kid yourself. If someone jams on the brakes and you know, and 180 feet stop to zero from you know going 60 miles an hour, whatever it is, you're gonna crash into them. You're not expecting them to jam on their brakes.
But if you're going 60 miles an hour and you're 6 car lengths behind,
you ain't no way you're gonna. You have two seconds. 2 seconds. The car, you know,
you're looking at
The 2 second rule.
You could look at it this way, the opposite way, that you are responsible to make sure that no matter what the guy in front of you does, you can prevent an accident.
Okay, so the Torah.
You have to hang back, you have to assume, they assume defensive driving in the States, okay? So you have to assume the guy in front of you is going to slam on the brakes.
Okay,
so now. And so you must leave enough room that you can stop.
Okay, but it's obviously a fiction because it's not real. I understand what you're saying. I'm saying it's
obvious. I'm just talking about the law.
Yeah.
I'm saying
well, you see that the Torah puts a much heavier burden on the individual to watch out for himself.
Yeah. Okay.
Watch out for himself. That was the first case. Look at this first case. I'm one guy, and look, it's going to get a little, the next line I will say, and don't think it's because the chavis isn't that dangerous and because it isn't that fragile or because the korah is not that dangerous. No, it doesn't matter. Even if it's vachein, the Mishnah ends up, vachein, zeba benero, if one guy's got an open flame, another guy's got pishtan, you know, like a flax laden camel. So even so, same goes. You got a Mr. Flax laden guy, you got to watch out for flame carrying people on the street, and if you walk into him, he's potter. What I'm saying is, it's the pshat of the Mishnah isn't, oh, well, somewhat it's too dangerous, like it's a spear. That's why I didn't object. It's not a spear, but I wouldn't object to the spear. It's the same thing. If a guy's walking on the street, cat walking with a spear over his shoulder, and you walk into it, watch where you're going.
That's a deadly weapon.
Watch where you're going.
There's
he didn't shoot the spear, he didn't throw the spear. What? Open fire, I'm saying.
There is one exception to the bull.
Yeah.
Ball.
Yeah.
Okay, and that is, if the person pulls in front of you, and
right.
stops,
and
you have no time to stop, then they're
oh.
responsible.
Yeah.
Or if they,
uh-huh.
you know, they have to be there.
That's not what we're doing here.
Right.
That's not what we're doing.
But if they pull in front of you and stop, or pull in front of you and you hit them, either way, then the person pulled in front is responsible.
So these guys are living a different set of expectations than how we.
Yeah, the expectations is take responsibility of yourself.
Well, so driving, which I don't think is really.
I think it's pretty similar. I think.
Walking down the street is different rules than driving.
Well, it is. There are different rules. I'll tell you why. There's some different rules, but where it would break down, the comparison is, when you go, I assume, when you go to drive in a car, like you probably even sign like something that you're going to obey the traffic laws. I'm sure you do that when you get your driver's license. You probably sign that.
Yeah, because
they're conventions. This doesn't happen when you're driving because there's traffic flows in one direction. Whoever flows the opposite direction, he's the jerk. Right? And there's rules of right of way, so then obviously whoever broke their rules is responsible. But this is, we're not talking that. We're talking about two guys in an open field driving their pickup trucks and they crash into each other. Well, you guys are, look where you're going. The Torah says, look where you're going. You're responsible. If something bad happens, take totally your own responsibility.
What you said is right though, because in the States, when you get a driver's license, they make a point of each state says driving is a privilege, not a right. So
yeah,
you have to agree to follow their rules, or you can't.
Right, so it may well be that the reason these taka may not apply, like in other words, for example, if, for example, the Torah says you're potter, but the driving law says you're chayev, maybe according to Torah law, you'd still be chayev, because maybe you've entered into a private club, so to speak. If we enter a private club amongst ourselves, and the rules in the club are, every time you say, you know, the word him, you have to pay me $1, something idiotic like that. So that's enforceable. You opt to join this idiotic club, so like you're on the hook for rules. I'll tell you this is very no game. In my mind, I'm very no game. Is
right.
And I'm stopping the recording.